Jody, what do you think it is that makes this work continue to be fascinating?
Well, you know, a number of different things. The story is a very simple story, but it's held up after all these years. It turned 75 this year. So we're very honored to perform it on its 75th anniversary, not the exact date, but the year, and we're very close to the exact date. But I believe the reason that it holds up is just that it's just such a great thing to be able to imagine that all of this is actually happening, and that looking back, it scared so many people. Because of the limited amount of communication they had, they only had the radios and newspapers, of course, which weren't immediately delivered through any kind of immediate system. But radio and a few people had telephones, although not everybody had a phone. So I think it holds up just because of the suspense and, you know, is this really happening? What would it be like if it were? And so I think that's the key, a good story.
In radio, it's easy not to hear that something is fiction, even though, even in the original, it was mentioned, wasn't it, throughout
yes,
the broadcast?
In the 1938 broadcast, 75 years ago, it was mentioned at the beginning that this was a performance, and also in the middle of the show, it was also mentioned once again they were taking an intermission and that this was, in fact, a radio show. People, you know, as you well know, when people are listening to the radio or even watching a television program, they sometimes might not turn it on at the very beginning of the hour or at the beginning of the broadcast, so they might miss the first couple of minutes or the first 5 minutes. And they might turn away whenever they're watching a program in the middle. They might flip a channel. Even on the radio, they might change the dial. So they might have missed those announcements. And that probably led to, you know, a brief panic.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell exactly how widespread the panic was or how much of that actually was a PR kind of cook-up after the broadcast. After the broadcast, were there any consequences for Orson Welles?
You know, to be honest, that's something I would have to do more research on. I know that he was chastised just a little bit before the program even went on the air, by all accounts. So there were revisions to the script that needed to be made by CBS at the time, and they didn't want him to say certain things or do certain things. But he was a very young man, and he was a notorious rule breaker. And so I didn't think that, or at least I don't think that he really cared too much about what they had to say, even though they held the purse strings. So I don't imagine he was too worried about consequences. And I really doubt, you know, if there was any kind of a major worry or concern among the public, I don't think he could foresee that. I think he just he had this out to be a one big practical joke and certainly didn't intend for anyone to get hurt over it.
There's a story, I don't know if it's true or not, about Jack Parr was on duty at the Cleveland CBS affiliate WGAR that night, and panicked listeners were calling the station, and he was trying to tell them that it was just a play, and they didn't believe him, and he had apparently quite a night. They started charging him with covering up the truth, and it was a big deal, a tempest in a teapot, I think it's being called.
But sure.
Tell me about the Lower Town dramatists and who your actors are.
Okay, well, we've got a great group assembled. We have a lot of Market House theater veterans and just theater veterans in general. we have Tom Dolan, Todd Hatton, who I believe you're familiar with over there at KMS.
I wake up with Todd Hatton every morning.
Well, he's a great guy, and we're certainly indebted to him for being in this show. Joe and Sally Mahoney, Steve Schwetman, Mark Edwards, Charles Walker, and me. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to form a group that would be able to perform things that people might not get to see or hear otherwise. You have certainly a great amount of talent in this area, in the Four State area, and you just certainly don't see some scripts or hear some scripts that could easily be performed as staged readings. And so I thought, well, this is, you know, this is a really great opportunity, and it just so happened that this was the year that marked the 75th anniversary of War of the Worlds, and I thought, well, this is perfect for our first production, and it'll be great to do this around Halloween.
Well, let me let our listeners know who are just joining us that we are speaking with Jody Smith, who leads the Lower Town Dramatists, and they're performing the War of the Worlds in person at Paducah's Etc. Coffee House tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Todd Hatton has graciously put together a radio broadcast of your live performance for us. We're all looking forward to hearing it. I understand Mr. Schwetman did all of the sound effects.
You know, he did, and it's tough. And I've also got to throw out my appreciation to Mark Edwards as well, who joined us a little bit later than Steve. But Steve and Mark have been a great team. We had a great tech rehearsal last week, last Saturday, and everything just sounded terrific. It's pretty neat when you can take an ordinary household object like a knife or a fork and a bowl and make it sound like it's from another planet. And if people come to see the show tomorrow night, then they will certainly understand what I'm talking about. But you can just take an ordinary object and really use it to make a number of different sounds. We worked together closely to try to come up with the right sounds. You know, how does this sound for an airplane? What do you think about this? And we didn't rely totally on 100% pre-recorded sound effects, which if you're using something as just a regular tool for a sound effect, that's called Foley or practical sound effects. And that's what is still used in movies today. When they need additional dialogue, additional recording and sound effects, they will go in and use Foley. A lot of people might have heard that term before, and they will record that for film. They will also record it for television and other productions. So we're proud to let people kind of in on the secret. You know, what is this? What's making this sound? And I always tell Steve, you know, that he's the real star of the show. And he is. This is, at heart, it's a radio show. And if you didn't have sound effects for that, we would definitely be losing a major, major part of it.
Well, we're just so delighted that you allowed us to have a production. Todd's been working really hard on it, and we will broadcast The War of the Worlds as performed by the Lower Town Dramatists next Thursday at noon and at 7 p.m. Next Thursday is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Next Thursday is Halloween.
Halloween.
So yeah. We'll be freaking out with you. And I want to know if there's anything you'd like to add about tomorrow night's performance. Is there an admission fee?
No, there is no admission fee.
Wow.
for this performance. And, you know, we've been trying to get out the word about the performance for everyone, but this is an opportunity that, you know, there are a lot of shows that I want to do in the future. This is a good one to kick off with, and I always joke with my crew and my cast members that looks like we're starting out on top. There's no place to go but down from here. So I hope that's not the case, but we are all honored that WKMS is broadcasting this, and we feel a huge debt of gratitude that this is going to be on for people who have never heard this before. You are in for a real treat. This is something that if you don't get a chance to hear it, you know, you're going to be missing out. And we're all very honored to be typing out this material, to be performing this this show on its 75th anniversary. That's remarkable. I hope I'll be around to listen to someone else perform the 100th anniversary show.
Sure. Again, we are talking about The War of the Worlds, which is a classic not only in radio history, but in cultural history, when everybody went nuts because everyone thought the Martians were invading.
Yes.
Jody, thank you for being with us, and I hope the show is just wonderful tomorrow night. I'm sure it will be.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.